Hi everyone and welcome to the live stream. This is Vimo Live, a live stream that happens on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and Saturdays at 8 p.m. We talk about contemporary Indian politics and issues like atheism, religion and other things, also politics. On Wednesdays, I just read comments and do my best to respond to them. On Saturdays, I take callers. So if you're here, thank you for being in the chat. If you're watching this at a later point of time, thank you also. Feel free to leave a comment. I just wanted to remind everyone that you can support my work by becoming a member of this channel by clicking the join button below or by joining on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo or simply going to my website at www.vimo.in and clicking the support button there to make a one-time contribution. You can also send money directly at vimo@upi. That's vimoh@upi to support all the work that I do. I'm an independent content creator and your support helps me run this channel and do the other things that I do. You can also follow me on Instagram, same handle, Vimo, by the way. So today's stream is going to be shorter than usual. It's going to end in 30 minutes. So I'm going to do my best to cover all the comments. And it's short because I have to start a journey tomorrow morning. And this coming Saturday, there will be no live stream. So apologies in advance for that. I will be back next Wednesday after this one. So thank you for understanding and sorry if you don't understand, but I really need to take a break and I have been meaning to visit some close ones and I'm going to do that tomorrow. So yeah, let's take a look at Sarcastic Skeptic says, Pranav started his live stream at 8. I'm confused. No, he didn't start it at 8. He did it from 7 to 8. I think it's still going on. Bhai Ekta says, hi Vimo, what do you think about young people live-in relationships in India? Do you think the media is on a campaign of demonizing live-in relationships as we see an uptake in these reports? I don't see anything wrong with it. I think these live-in relationships have legal validity. Was it the Supreme Court or High Court? I don't remember. But I remember live-in relationships not being considered illegal by any court. And as for the media being on a campaign to demonize live-in relationships, I don't know what exactly you mean by that because I have not been watching the news much. Like TV to dekhna bandhi kar diya kai mahino se. But I suspect it is because parents want as much control over their children's life as possible. So when children decide to A, not marry or, you know, not marry someone from the same caste, parents are going to be unhappy. This is why we saw in recently Gujarat some talk about how parental consent being necessary for love marriage between consenting adults, apparently. The shame never ends. The shame never ends. There's a 100 rupees super chat from Hemchandra. A petition to do more of the rejected series and much awaited Twitch reaction. Sachi. Yes, sir. I promise you more rejected videos are coming and the Twitch live stream with reactions is also coming. I just have been swamped with a bunch of other stuff recently. I come back on the 19th and after that I'll, you know, probably have more information for you. But in the meantime, thank you for the 100 rupees super chat. Ekta then asks, why is there so much crime done by people living together towards each other? Is it the same in other countries? Do you think the strategy of these reports is to blame the victim and Western culture? Yes, I think that's the strategy because if you look at marriages where, you know, whole proper shadi ho ke sab kuch chal raha hai, it's not like the crime rates are lower. What I would be interested in is the average number of crimes in live-in relationships higher than, you know, crimes among married people? And it has to be proportional. So I don't think it is. The strategy that we have been seeing from people recently, a lot of the times, is that they want to victimize something. It can be a specific religion. It can be a specific kind of lifestyle. And then instead of saying that I hate this because that would make them look like bigots and they're also hypocrites, so they don't want to be seen that way. What they do is they will point at something that happens in that category that happens everywhere. But they will not talk about the thing that happens everywhere. They only talk about, see, crime is happening there. Crime is happening everywhere, bhaiya. तुमको अगर बोलना है कि तुमको इन लोगों से प्रॉब्लम है तो बोलो कि मुझे इन लोगों से प्रॉब्लम है एंड देन वी कैन हैव अ कन्वर्सेशन बट यू विक्टिमाइजिंग देम और पर्सिक्यूटिंग देम बाय ब्लेमिंग देम ऑफ समथिंग दैट हैपेंस एवरीवेयर इज नॉट द वे टू गो शिरोयाशा थैंक यू फॉर द एक्सोडस, प्रणव रेड एक्सोडस, अच्छा प्रणव का रेड हुआ क्या, मतलब प्रॉपर रेड है या खाली लिंक था डिस्क्रिप्शन में, बट एनी वे थैंक यू एंड ऑल्सो गुड जॉब ऑन द मॉडरेशन ऑन प्रणव स्ट्रीम. Rishu says, can a doctor be atheist? Because I don't see any doctor who denies the existence of God. In my experience, they say they just believe in supreme power and all will be okay. I know plenty of doctors who are atheists. And it is also statistically improbable that all doctors are religious or believers in God. But I think the doctor's primary responsibility is the well-being of the patient. And if the patient is going through uncertain times and mentally, you know, very worried, and the doctor finds out that the patient believes in God, the doctor might say that you can continue believing in your God if it gives you mental peace. I myself had said on this stream so many times, like random, every week some rando will come and say, so you want people to not get mental peace? And my response is, I have literally never said that. I have literally always said that when someone is suffering and the only thing they have to hold on to is their religious belief, I am not going to be the dick who goes and tells them that they should not do so because, you're religious, therefore stupid. That's what 17 to 19-year-old atheists do. Many of them, not all of them. I'm sure there are some sensible teenagers also. Dragoon says, hey, Vimo, there are reports from Mexico government about some buried mummified aliens being found. I 99.99999% believe that it is completely fake. You're very wise to do so. Surya says, what happened to those advocates who were supposed to be appointed judges in the Supreme Court and High Court? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not aware of this having been decided or announced. So, yeah. Shubham Pal says, have you read Amish Tripathi's books? Did you like them and what is your take? I have half read one of his books. I understand he has a huge fan base for which I congratulate him. His writing style is not up to my standards. By the way, on the while we are talking about style, I would recommend a writer called Joe Abercrombie. J-O-E, Joe Abercrombie. A-B-E-R-C-R-O-M-B-I-E. Joe Abercrombie is the writer of First Law. Read it. And you will understand what good writing looks like. He's describing pain. You will feel the pain. It's that evocative. Bobby says, have you seen Jawan? Masterstroke to the people of the country and especially to BJP. What a movie. I have not seen Jawan yet. Please don't spoil it. I will watch it at some time. Tyrion, hello, hi. ARC official says, I found abnormal amount of research papers on yagyas purifying air. I highly doubt that then, though, as their conclusion consists of biased word selection, I feel. What do you think about yagyas purifying? When you say research papers, do you mean research papers published in reputed science journals or do you mean just random predatory journals? Because I don't think there is any actual research to prove this. If you want to cite some study, feel free to do so. VDG all says, hey, Vimo, do you know Project Shivoham YouTube? He talks about ancient Indian knowledge and all that stuff. It sounds logical or rational. Please debunk him. I'll take a look at it. I haven't seen this channel, I think. Surya says, can you answer the question I asked last live stream? What was the question? How would I remember what you asked last live stream? Ask the question again. Tyrion says, hi, Vimo, you heard about Satya Anveshi in Telugu. He's doing great work in debunking the religion. Okay, that's good to know. However, I don't understand Telugu, so I will not be able to watch their content. Bobby says, yaar, please, picture ke baare mein mat bolo, maine dekha nahi hai. Jarin says, recently saw J. Sai Deepak video where he claims a minority can rule over a majority, which goes against his arguments for Brahmins not being influential despite the small numbers. Okay, I haven't seen this video, so I will avoid commenting on it. The point about, and this is not a comment on his video, which I have not seen, the point about a minority ruling a majority is true. But that is why we use words like marginalized. It is possible for a majority to be marginalized. Like Dalit, Bahujan, Adivasi people are the majority of India and they're marginalized. So, there. Baki Anma says, so I was thinking about what you said about Modi not giving an interview as he does not want himself to be seen as a person who can be questioned. But I think it is a strategy as he is just good at criticizing the Congress for their past mistakes like he used to during his CM period and he's unable to speak about any topic by himself. This can be seen in his extra 2 AB speeches or Nali Gas. Okay, apparently there's a third part to this. Ali gas theory or what he said on climate change. I think he has created such delusional image of himself as intellectual in his mind that while he talks, he gives out such bizarre statements and BJP knows it. Frankly, it does not take much creativity to criticize Congress as if it's a skill. Anyone living in India can criticize the Congress. They ruled for a number of years and they took some very bad decisions. It doesn't take a genius. What he does is that he criticizes Congress not in order to criticize Congress. He criticizes Congress in order to deflect attention from the failings of his own government, to deflect attention from his own monumental incompetence and ill will. That is the problem. Milind Sonone, thank you for the 100 rupees super sticker. Much appreciated. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Milind. Also, welcome back. You're here after some time. I hope everything is all right. Where are you traveling, by the way, is a personal question. I'm not going to tell you where I'm traveling, when I'm going and all that. But sorry, I can't. The AI show says, Harari says the essence of agricultural revolution is the ability to keep more people alive under worse conditions. Do you agree with it? I will need to understand the full context of it. But from the face value of the sentence, the essence of agricultural revolution is the ability to keep more people alive under worse conditions. Do you agree with it? Fewer people alive under better conditions compared to more people alive under worse conditions. Yeah, I suppose that makes sense. You can either have conditions where there are few resources and the most people who are strongest get most of it and they survive and everyone else dies. Or you can have a larger society because there is strength in numbers and you can distribute labor. You can distribute, labor to various parts of society. And then agriculture helped us settle down. Settling down is a monumental undertaking. A lot of people are required to take care of the settlement. So I suppose that makes sense on that level. Raid from Pranav Gang. Hi, Pranav Gang. Welcome. Bobby says, Dragon Bhai, they are using their agenda, using this. Anything wrong with it? I don't know what that was about. Pranav just ended his stream and he directed us here. Heart. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Shripurn says, today was my orientation session in college and the first session was by Art of Living mentor. Whole time I was thinking about you. You have made me really scientifically tempered. Pranav Adyu, thank you. But you have no idea how much that means to us. I'm sure Pranav will also appreciate it, but I think I can speak on behalf of both of us that it's really appreciated. And I hope that you are able to pass it on to your friends and colleagues also. Thank you. Arjun says, Vimo, have you ever met Beer Biceps in person? No, I have not had that good fortune. Jay Kishan says, there is always one thing or the other by society to control your actions, regardless of your age or gender. Yeah. Society works. Society is a control mechanism, right? If every person was doing freely what they wanted, society could probably not exist. But there has to be a balance between how much control society has over an individual's life and how much control an individual have over social life. Because if you go too far in one direction, you're going to collapse society and obviously destroy the life of the individual. If you go in the other direction, you'll do the same. The fight is always for that balance. Aryaman says, how do you see patriotism? Why to love specific land? And if you have answer, then why not district? Why not state? And why not earth? That's a very good question. And I have made a video about this on my main channel. It was about radius of identity. If you find it, you can watch it. Sumana says, Vimo and Science is Dope should schedule a meetup. Yes, the next time I visit the city that Pranav lives in, we will try to do this. Ex-Hindu, now atheist, says, live in relationships as a Western culture, so it is automatically bad. Varun says, can you shed some light on the Waqf law? It is used by the right wing as a point of contention. I don't know, like every time I heard a Hindu right winger say that the Waqf law board is something that should not exist, I tend to agree, because I tend to think that we should all be governed by the same law. But the problem is that whenever this argument comes, it comes with ill intentions. Like, you know, they will, like the other day, someone was saying, should we, you know, why lift the hijab ban? It is a mark of patriarchy. And then you point out that there are patriarchal practices in other religions, including the religion of Hinduism, which the caller, which the asker was from. And he said, no, I mean, it's much smaller and all that. So the arguments sound liberal and progressive, but that's only a cover up. The actual intention is just, you know, un logo ko humko jaise bhi karke hurt karna hai. And I don't think that is a good way to go forward if you're aiming to have a progressive society. Yes, people, listen to Shri Asha and subscribe to the channel, like this video and all that. Much appreciated in advance. Thank you for your support. Duxi says, Vimod, don't you think religion and its practices of all religions... What? Don't you think religion and its practices of all... I don't know what the question is. Human rights and peace works and efforts union says, hi, Vimod, a question has arisen in front of me. What is informan? Are we receiving information while doing anything on the internet? According to the Shallows book, today everything is on the internet. Human rights and peace works, you have left this comment on other videos also. Unfortunately, I'm not able to understand the question. Are you asking about what is the scientific definition of information? Or are you asking what is right information and how can we tell the difference between misinformation and correct information? So let me know and I'll be happy to answer. Naveen2100, thank you for the $2.99 super sticker. Much appreciated. Again, people who want to support me can take a page out of Naveen's book and the books of all the people who have supported till now. You can leave a super chat. My channel survives using your support. Thank you. Ex-Hindu Now Atheist says, do you feel that the term falsifiable truly reflects that it actually means testable? There are religious persons who argue that unfalsifiable means true. Yeah, they're wrong. Unfalsifiable does not mean true, right? There is no way to know if an unfalsifiable thing is true or not. Like only today I got a message from someone who was like, can you prove that God does not exist? And I said, I can also not prove that cosmic hippopotamuses who travel between dimensions don't exist. Should we think that that is true? When a claim is unfalsifiable, it is unfalsifiable. Falsifiability gives you a criteria to decide on the basis, like, you know, I have a box, the box contains a laddu. It is a falsifiable statement because there is a way to prove that it is false. You open the box, if there is no laddu, the claim is wrong. So a scientific hypothesis needs to be falsifiable, because without something being falsifiable, we can never find out if it is true or not. There has to be a criteria, like there has to be a condition under which it can be proven false. Because if there isn't, there is no way to know if it is true or false. Naman on Twitch says, by the way, this is also going live on Twitch. The handle is The Vimo Show, twitch.tv/The Vimo Show. How to counter arguments of religious people when they talk about metaphysical philosophy? Ask them what they mean by it. What is metaphysical? Half the time, people, A, have different definitions of it, or they have, they have definitions which are, as we just discussed, unfalsifiable. Something beyond the physical. Can you give me some example of something beyond the physical? No. Then what are you talking about? Right? That's the issue. Arjun says, Vimo, who's your favorite atheist? I don't have a favorite atheist. Me, I think. So self-obsessed. Shriyasha says, Vimo, curious question. Do you think in Hindi or English? Also, which language do you feel most comfortable speaking in? English. The answer to both those questions is English. I think in Hindi as well as English, but more in English than in Hindi. Karan says, if the rebirth concept were to be kept aside, would you consider Jainism a belief system that could ensure sustainable coexistence? I unfortunately don't know much about Jainism. All I know is that it believes in rebirth. A lot of times, and this is a general point also, a lot of times when people say that, if you take this one concept out of my religion, is my religion something you will be okay with? And I find that it's like H2O. If you take H out of water, will you be okay with water? If I take H out of water, it's no longer water. It's just oxygen, right? So there are some aspects of a religion that are core to the religion without which it stops being what it is. And there are some aspects which are like kapdo ka rang wagera, right? So I would have to ask a Jain person if they think that rebirth is a core part of the religion. And I can't make that determination on their behalf because no two Jain people will agree on it. No two Hindus will agree with any specific definition of Hinduism. Same goes for Islam and Christianity. So I always try not to have one size fits all solutions. I try to make it about the person I'm speaking with. I always ask them, what is your definition of this or that? Because otherwise it's kind of disingenuous, right? I'm attacking a straw man. Almost every single definition of a religion is going to be a straw man for someone who identifies with that religion. So usually I just ask the person, what about you? If you are Jain, you tell me, can you imagine Jainism without rebirth? Deepak says, hi Vimo, some YouTubers talk about India as if they know all about India while they are enjoying the privilege while living outside of India. Their primary goal is to earn by making foolish arguments. Yes. What is the question? I agree with everything you said. I've said this multiple times. My point is, if someone living outside India, enjoying the privileges provided by another country, is actively fomenting violence and discord in this country, then they are, by all definitions of the phrase enemy of India, which I don't like to use, an enemy of India, right? I think of them as outside forces trying to destabilize India. These NRI uncles who think India should become a dictatorship, I think of them as enemies of India who are trying to destabilize India. Fight me. Ayush says, is there any official process to leave your religion? Well, it depends on religion. I guess it differs from religion to religion. I mean, if the concept of apostasy exists in Islam, I suppose you can officially leave Islam. I don't know how exactly you would do it. Frankly, it doesn't really matter. Man kiya, chhod do. Duxi says, Vimo, don't you think that religion and all the cultural practices and tradition it entails have become just an aesthetic among many people used for gains and glamour of heritage superiority? Yeah. Yeah. I don't disagree with anything you've said there. Religion becomes a source of social power. And a lot of people who are smart enough to not believe in the superstitions of religion continue to hold on to religious identities in order to gain those benefits, social and cultural. Karthik Kumar Vishwanathan, thank you for the 200 rupee super sticker. Much appreciated. Thank you very much. People, feel free to support the channel using the join button below or through a super chat. TTM says, hey Vimo, what book should I read on anti-colonial movements in Indian subcontinent? Anti-colonial movements? You mean like pre-independence? I suppose any book about the history of the freedom movement of India will do. I'm skipping a few comments because people are talking to each other. Stanley says, did you watch the new One Piece live action show? So yes, I have a dilemma, right? I have not seen One Piece, the anime, or read the manga, and I'm told it is very long. So ideally, what I do is that I try to consume the source work first. So should I watch One Piece, the anime, before I watch the Netflix series? Because I think that will take up a few years at least. And I'm not even that interested in it. So, or should I just jump to the Netflix thing? Let me know what you think. Nishant Panda, thank you for the $9.99 super chat. The new age religious argument is to axiomatize God as a reaction to atheist. It is so incredibly funny. Just saying, I believe has fallen out of fashion from theists. Yeah. That's because on some level, religious people understand that what they believe is silly. That's why they also say that atheism is just another religion. Have you ever heard an atheist say to a religious person, religion is just like atheism? That's because atheists understand what atheism is. And religious people have this little bit of a kuntha in their heart about, like, you know, getting identified as a religious. So instead of saying, no, religion is better than atheism, they will say, you're just like me. I know I'm bad, but you're just like me. Surya says, after watching your short titled something like Atheists Don't Want to Exist, I think we should call ourselves rationalists as opposed to atheists. I think we can call ourselves atheist given, like, I'm a huge fan of describing yourself or anything based on contemporary cultural conditions. That is why I made that video about why I don't call myself a charwak, because I have more in common with an atheist living in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Burma, Bhutan, America, Europe right now than I have with someone living 3,000 years in, you know, ago in India. So time is a greater uniter than space. The fact that I come from India does not mean that everything in my life is more, has more in common with someone living in India 3,000 years ago than it does with someone living on in other parts of Earth right now, right? So I'm a huge fan of describing things based on contemporary definitions. And by that logic, I think atheist, the label makes sense. It, when you say atheist to someone, they understand what you mean, usually. Sometimes they don't, who knows. But yeah, rationalists, sure, it's an Indian label and I'm happy to use it. But I also don't see any reason to not use atheists. Akash Gavhane says, do you think India should have ranked choice voting instead? Ranked choice voting? I don't know what that means. Maybe Meghnad might be a better person to ask this. Dr. Pretty says, hi Vimo, hope you're doing good. Why is it so that atheist communities are stronger in southern states but not so in north? That's because the south has something amazing called the Dravidian politics. It has always been in opposition to religious dogma and specifically Hindutva. So atheism gets a fertile ground to grow there. And in the north, the popular discourse is so overtaken by Hindutva or Hinduism that it becomes very difficult for atheists. Like in the north, even liberal atheists are like, I don't want to hurt your religious sentiments, but this is wrong. In south, they don't have to do it. They can just say a few. Dr. Betty, thank you for being a member. Also, thank you to videos for Canadian $5. Thank you. How do you square that opinion about NRIs with those of us abroad resisting fascism, both abroad plus home? I get that we are a minority, but we do exist. I specifically said that people who are trying to destabilize India are the problem, not any NRI. There are plenty of NRIs who are working to strengthen democracy in India, and they I have no problem with. If you are one of them, hugs. Hagesh. Hagendra. Sorry. Sinister Vlog says, hi Vimo, did you get to watch Beer Biceps episode with Rob Kiyosaki? Rob ignored. Okay, no, I have not seen. I don't even know who Rob Kiyosaki is. Should I? What was this about? Let me know. VDG says, what do you do for entertaining yourself? I read and watch videos. Yeah. Sometimes I just sit and stare at nothing. And I find that very entertaining because it's an opportunity for me to go into my own head, which is very scary sometimes. So I come out and then I watch some more videos. Karthikeya says, Modi's no press conference interview policy because of Dosti Bani Rahe experience with Mr. Thapar. He simply can't argue with coherent arguments. He will always need speech writers. Great orator, my... I do not disagree with you at all. Raytheon says, hi Vimal, could you suggest me some books for my daughter, 10-year-old, to encourage critical thinking and encourage atheism? I cannot, like, no, I don't know of any books for 10-year-olds because I have never actually had this question before or even had to worry about it because I don't know. I think you can Google, or if you like, I can search for some and tell you. And maybe in the chat, there are other people who can recommend to you. My best approach for 10-year-olds is that whatever they are curious about, give them multiple points of view. And when you do that, you will communicate to them that there is more than one answer and that different people have different perspectives on it. And that itself is a great way to develop critical thinking. When many young people don't get to do that because their families treat their religion as if it is something of an absolute value. And many children grow up inside religious outlooks, religious worldviews, without getting access to other ways of thinking about things. So just give your child plenty of exposure to reality and the child's inherent intelligence will take care of it. Duxi says, incels are the epitome of extreme antisocial, whereas auntie next door is the other equivalent. I cannot comment on aunties next door, but I agree with you when you say that about incels. Taksh says, Shripurna, which college? Also, what are you pursuing? Guys, don't share personal information in the chat. It's not safe. We always be careful about sharing personal information on the internet. Ritesh says, VDG all, he reads religious books and laughs at the stupidity of it. Not always, sometimes. And ARC official says, what is your take on creamy layer for SCs and STs? My friend being OBC always claims that there should be creamy layer for SC STs too. What is your take? I don't agree with this because, you know, SC STs, as far as caste-based reservation is concerned, you don't need financial, layers in it. SC STs go through a lot of inhuman discrimination in society. If you want financial representation for poor people, there are other schemes for it. Caste-based reservation does not exist for that purpose. Also, this exact answer has been given by me literally hundreds of times on this channel. There is an entire playlist called Caste Conversations. If you want, you can watch that. Hazaro bar ye baat bol chuka. Hazaro bar. In addition to Instagram. Arjun says, in the Bible, it says that God has created some people to be tortured and sent to hell. What BS is this? Yeah. It doesn't make their God look very nice, does it? I wonder why anyone would want to convert to a religion where people say, pata hai, mera God na torture karne ke logo ko create karta hai. But I suppose there is some denial at work also. Anyway, we are at the half an hour mark and today's stream was in any case going to be shorter. So let me just... Daily Undaily says, do you have some specific views on students wasting their life on highly competitive exams and what government can do, which favors both students and the country? I think we need to have a more holistic education system and more career options supported by the government. Like whenever some politician says we are going to create jobs, they should not only be talking about skill, jobs which turn people into engineers or doctors or, you know, such jobs. We should also be looking at other kinds of jobs, like, you know, research scholar jobs or various jobs which may be the result of an humanities education. The reason people waste their lives behind competitive examinations because we have turned our education system into an arena where people jump in to fight lions and some will survive and most will die. It shouldn't be that way. Education should not be a competition. It should be a way to learn more, be better at what you like. Atharv says, what do you think of Indian culture and religion going hand in hand and its impact on atheists living in India and their cultural identity? I don't understand what you mean by Indian culture and religion going hand in hand. Indian culture is much wider than just religion. Yes, it is true that some people try to equate the two, but there is no reason to think that that is correct. Right. So before I read the last few comments, let me just remind people that if you want to support this show, which happens every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. here on YouTube and sometimes on Twitch also like today, you can click the join button below and become a member. There is also a subscribe option on Twitch, although I would encourage you to join on YouTube. You can also support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. You can also go to my website at www.vimo.in and make a contribution there. You can also send money directly at vimo@upi, vimoh@upi, because that money comes to me in its entirety. And like YouTube takes a cut and Twitch takes a cut. Twitch takes quite a cut. So UPI money comes to me directly. So if you want to make a contribution that way, that's also okay. And yeah, that's about it. Let me read the last few comments before I end today's live stream. Hold on. There are some super chats also. Shirya Asha, thank you for another Exodus. One Piece is amazing, Vimo. The live action is one of the best adaptations till date for any anime. It could be a good gateway to manga or anime. Okay. You're saying I should watch the Netflix thing first? Okay. The next time I renew my Netflix membership, I will definitely watch it. Infi Dreamer, thank you for the €2. What do you understand of Navayana Buddhism? I understand that it was created by Dr. Ambedkar to be a way out for Bahujan populations out of Hinduism. And it is effectively atheism because it does not have any supernatural beliefs associated with it. It gives the status of a teacher to the Buddha. That's what I know about it. I have not read much more, but that is what I understand about it. I hope I did not make any mistakes. But with that, we reached the end of today's episode. Hold on. Nazneen has a comment. How important do you think it is for the average atheist to be open about it, to respond to ridiculous religious statements, talk sense to kids instead of patronizing fairy tales, etc.? I suppose, listen, I'm not a fan of thinking that every atheist should be an atheist activist. It's okay to be an atheist just for yourself and not talk about it. Some people will talk about their atheism like I do and some other people do. But if you're an atheist who does not like to talk about religion or does not want to defend your position, that's also okay. If that's what your question was. Wow, so many comments. I'm so sorry. I won't be able to take all of this, guys. Let's see at the bottom. Kuch hai kya? Macaroon Granola says, I recommend the excellent science book for kids titled The Dragon in the Cliff, written by Sheila Cole, which is a historical fiction of the life of the fossil discoverer named Mary Anning, who was a pivotal figure during the Age of Enlightenment. They recently erected a statue to commemorate her. Okay, so there you have a book recommendation. And another one by the same person, another good kids book recommendation is titled Bright Sky, Starry City, written by Uma Krishnaswamy. Okay. Thank you, Macaron, for all that. Dhruv is here. Your room looks spick and span at all times. What is your room cleaning routine? You are not able to see the dirty parts of it. That's all I'm going to say. It's off camera. That's why. I take care to make sure that on camera, this part does not change. Because, you know, familiarity brings a little bit of its own charm to the channel. But the dirty parts are off camera. Don't worry about it. They're there. They're there. Yeah, so thanks, guys. Thank you for joining today's live stream. I much appreciated all the questions and sorry that it could not be as long as usual, but I want to eat and sleep early so I can start early tomorrow. I'm traveling this coming Saturday. There will be no episode. Sorry about that. When I come back, I'll see you next Wednesday. I might do a surprise live stream sometime during my trip, but it will be from my phone, so video quality and all will not be very good. I might do a very short stream or something, but we'll see. Maybe it won't be possible. Who knows? Who knows? Until I come back, please take care of yourselves. Have a great week ahead. And I beg your forgiveness for needing a break like this. Thank you. Bye-bye.